Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Where are beef genomics headed? We'll talk about that today after this.
Superior Livestock presents the Bellringer Auction January 14th and 15th in Denver, offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bellringer Auction January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. The advances the last couple of years for beef cattle genomics have been nothing short of phenomenal. And according to Ryan Rupert with GeneSeq,
some of the new stuff that we're working on, GeneSeq has created with several researchers a new product called the GGPF250. This is a novel approach at looking at genomics. We're looking at broken genes and genes that cause embryonic deaths and all these kinds of things that we were never able to look at before. And there was a bull about 35 years ago that had tremendous production potential, but his heifer pregnancy rate was awful. It was just terrible. And as an animal breeder, I'd tell you that those are antagonistic traits, and that's what we've always been taught. But in this case, there was one lethal gene, and that's what this new chip is going through to target. We found this one lethal gene, and now that line of cattle are not only some of the most productive cattle, but they're also some of the most fertile cattle. So instead of that being antagonistic, we got our cake and we can eat it too. And as we go forward, we can identify some of these things and really go out there and take these high growth cattle or whatever that trait is that we're looking at, and keep the other important traits like fertility at the same time.
For the commercial producer, what seems to be the things that will be most valuable to them over the next few years in your mind?
A lot of the traits like weaning weight and carcass and all that, they're very heritable, and we can get information back on those quickly. But fertility is the number one thing, Ron, that I think is valuable. You know, whether it's the stayability in the herd or heifer pregnancy, stayability on when you look at improving the EPDs, I'm trying to put this in a way that people would understand, but if we look at our identity score, if we move one score, if we go from a 6 to a 7, that's worth $300 over the lifetime of that cow.
Wow.
For a $25 test, if I get her to move up one percentage point within that scoring system, I can then have her make me $300. If I'm able to take my entire herd and move them 2 points, that's $600 per head over however many heifers I have. That's real money at the end of the day. Hey, when I have more cattle having more calves, I'm going to make more money. And that's what genomics is doing for the seed stock or for the commercial producers that are out there actively utilizing this technology. The fertility deal is king, Ron. It really is. If we don't have cows that have a calf, we're going to lose a lot of money. As beef producers, I think the national average is about an 85% calf crop. So we've got a lot of improvement we can make, and genomics takes us there quickly.
Ryan Rupert with GeneSeq. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Boost your no-till knowledge at the 20th anniversary No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference and AIM Symposium, January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas. Exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. It's all in a brand new conference format. Last call for discounts. Current prices extended until January 8th. Register now at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crustbuster Seed King, Agroculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.